activity and the ministry of the Spirit.
Jesus, the Son of God, I believe in you. I believe in you. Jesus, the Son of God. Jesus, the Son of God, the Son of God. I believe. Sing in Jesus. I believe.
Somebody say, I believe in you.
Lord, that speaketh a thing and it cometh to pass. The one that ordained the eternal orbits and circuits, that seated us governor among the nations, the one who is holy, the one that inhabits all of eternity. We hail you tonight. We give you glory. We believe. We believe. We believe. We believe. We believe. We believe, we believe, we believe. Oh, we believe, we believe, we believe.
We believe,
we believe, we believe.
Yes, Lord, we believe.
And I'm God of
God.
It is written that there is a river that makes glad the city of God. And we pray tonight that the vistas of heaven might be let loose, that the fountains of the great deep might be broken, that you will pour out of yourself, you will pour upon the hearts of men, and quicken us, and quicken us, and quicken us, and quicken us, that the tongues of fire might drop again from heaven, that you will do something in this house, that your name by the same will be glorified. We believe in you. We believe in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh my God. Oh. Let's pray. If you are baptized in the Holy Spirit, just speak in tongues. And just in case you are not, speak in your understanding. But by all means, be communicating to God. I am Namasale. Kurima Namasale. Kurima. I am Namasale. Horima se anamana, paprena masolema. Koria sandelama, iama. Selinete la labo, urakena nabasali, imadiwe. Shademan and Dambrekas Kalima Robena, Robena Yena Namana Sala Madeba Sakula Ola Tedate Rodema King. Messiah is the Lord. Messiah is the King of Kings. Messiah is the Lord of all. Somebody say, Hallelujah. Thank you.
Lord. Oh Lord. Ashaya Taki Gabi. Masaya is the Lord. Oh Lord. Sing it out. Hallelujah.
God, that you spread yourself among us tonight. Spread yourself. Spread yourself. Spread yourself. Spread yourself. Spread yourself over our midst. Let your presence over this house be like a canopy. Reach out and reach forth, oh God. Ah. We thank you. In Jesus' name. There's somebody that came into this meeting. The Lord shows me the spirit that while you slept in the night, a spirit being came to your room and attacked you. The life had not remained the same since then. I hear your cry on my heart. I think we need to do some, my God, Jesus. Help me now, please. Give me volume. Something in a hurry tonight. He wants to do something in a hurry. Have you lost anything in the spirit? Has something ceased to flow in your life? Are you in a place that you do not know how you got there? You just found yourself there. begin to pray. Just begin to pray. That which is lost shall be restored tonight. That which was taken away shall be brought back. There is help from heaven. The help of heaven is coming down. The help of God is being administered. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Thank you. It's gonna run. It's an investment from heaven. It's gonna run again. We thank you. Let it be unlocked. Let it be unlocked. Let the flow begin. Let the flow begin in the hearts of men. Let the flow begin in the hearts of men, oh God. Let the flow begin. Let something be triggered. Let something be triggered. Let the flow begin. 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 On the hearts of men. 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 Let that flow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let that connection be established again in the spirit. That connection in the spirit. That connection in the spirit. Let it be. Oh my God. 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 The connection. 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 Yes, it's coming back. 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 Holy Spirit, it's coming back. It's coming back. It's coming back. Yes, now, Lord, let that connection, that connection, that connection, that connection, that connection, that connection, let it come back. Ushers, help me with that lady now. Help me. Help me. That connection is coming back. It's 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 coming. Thank you.
Spring up, oh well, within my soul. Spring up, oh well, and make me whole. Spring up, oh well, and give to me that life abundantly. Help me with this thing. Help. It's coming back. It's coming back. You are not alone. The Lord is what, oh my God, oh my God. Yeah, na 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 na. Branda maska na 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 na. Branda masonda na. Branda maska na. Alena ta. Alena maska na. Oh, sababa na. Listen to me, please. You can put your hand down. Sorry. Please listen to me. Listen. There are three people in this hall. God has been preparing you for ministry. He wants to anoint you now. Do you understand what I'm saying? Three people here. He has been preparing you for ministry. Now he wants to anoint you. He wants to anoint you. You will feel something on your body. You may fall, you may not fall, but you will feel something tangible on your body. And anytime you begin to feel that thing, it means that he wants to minister to you. Can you lift up your hands and receive something from him? Jesus. You don't need to fall, but you will feel it. You will feel it on your body. Sister, you are not alone, okay? Three people. You don't need to fall, but the anointing will be poured out. What you need will be poured out. One of you, you are so discouraged, you don't even... Oh my God. Oh my God. God is still going to locate you. Somebody say, I receive. One more time, I receive. For the last time, I receive. Now say it with faith, I receive. It's coming. It's coming. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Yes. That's one. That's one. Yes. 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 Yes, yes. Father, let it touch now. Let it touch. 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 Let it touch everywhere. Let it touch. Let it touch. In the name of Jesus. Ushers, I need those three people. It's time. It's time. You are ready now for ministry. Yeah, you are ready now. You are ready now. You are ready now. Please help me with the people. You are ready now. Oh, Lana. Oh, I think there are more than three. Shalina, Mama. He's anointing you. Shekabena.
Jesus, the Son of God, I believe in you. I believe in you.
Somebody help me sing.
Jesus.
An evangelist, but God is adding to your life the mantle to heal. You receive that mantle now. It will come. You will feel it on your body. This is not. You will feel it on your body. A healing mantle. You'll feel it. You will feel it on your body. Can we? Oh, all right. Healing mantle. Healing mantle, healing mantle, healing mantle, healing everywhere, Jesus. Please help me.
Where's
that other
somebody
now, please. I see a mantle of a prophet floating. That's why I picked this. There's a mantle of the prophet flowing in this house, flowing in the spirit. Are you tired? Are you tired? Please, just stand. Just stand. Please.
Yeah, I believe. Yes, Lord. I believe. Yes, Lord. I believe. You're the Son of God.
Happy now.
I believe
you're the Son of God.
Sing it out.
Somebody say, I receive. Say one more time, I receive. For the last time, say, I receive. Oh my God. One more time, I receive. Okay, okay, okay. The mantle is moving, it's moving, it's moving, it's moving, it's moving, it's moving, it's moving. That you have suffered, you went through the way of suffering so that your heart can handle what he's releasing on you now. I believe, Lord. Just lift your hand. There's a mantle that is just Jesus. Just moving, just moving here. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit. 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 That which is needed. Which is needed. Anama. Adabala. That which is needed to activate that mighty anointing, to activate that heavy grace. Lord, tonight, 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 in the name of Jesus Christ, let it be released on your people. Lord, tonight, 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 not all. We believe you, we believe you, we believe you. That which is needed, let it be released by your mercy tonight. The time for your people is now. The time for your people has come. The time has come. The time has come. The time has come. Yes. You will not know fear. Nothing will be able to. You have the strength of 10 men. You have the strength of 10 men. Ah. Yeah. Shakabana. Shakabana namasakula. Ah. Namaraka demasonama. Ramena se la mama. The devil has fought you. Situations have tried to cripple you. Many times the anointing will rise and then things will make it come down. Many times it will rise. Many times it will come. But today, 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 the Spirit of the Lord comes upon you. Power and might be unto the Lord forever and ever. Yeah. Amen, amen. Blessings and glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, and honor. Power and might be unto the Lord forever and ever. Somebody sing amen, 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 amen. Amen, 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 amen. See, the Lord said to me that He has given you a long time ago. From the things I count now, I count. 12 years ago, He gave you the power to raise the dead. You were not meant to be a small preacher. You were not meant to be a small man. I see demons flee at your presence. Amen. Demons will flee. You will become a terror in the territory. Your voice will carry and transfer the authority of heaven. The dead will be taken back to life again. Remove it for anything. The next few minutes, your right hand on your chest. Look for pipe organ. Pipe. Pipe. That's not pipe. Pipe. Just your hand on your chest, right hand. No, don't just look at me. Be praying. Don't look at me. There's nothing that happened. Aha. Allah, ba, 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 ba. Volume. Can you pick that song? Amen, amen. Just be picking it. Something with. Silama. In Jesus' name, please just leave the right hand on your chest. Leave it on your chest so that you will concentrate. It's better for you to close your eyes. Holy Spirit. 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 Oh my God. 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 Thank you. 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 Yes. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you today. Oh, the angel is putting, is blowing something on somebody. It's blowing something. 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 It's Holy Spirit. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Oh. It's blowing something there. It's blowing something. Shekila. Shekila mante. Balatoka patema. Help me, ushers, help me with that person. Please don't remove your hand here. Don't remove it here. Don't remove it here. Don't remove that hand. Don't remove that hand. Heaven has broken loose here. Angels are walking everywhere. Walking everywhere. There's still somebody else. There's still somebody else. Holy, oh my God. Don't remove the hand. He's, if you have need for healing, he's healing you right there. If there's any need in your life, he's doing it right now. Surgery. Yes. Shalimanda Debokoske. Shalimanda Debraskatanga. What you need for your journey has been released to your life. It's been released. It's been released, man. It's been released. It's been released. And release. It's been released.
Thank you, Lord.
Bring him, bring him. This is what you need. Lord, look upon us and bless us tonight. Strengthen us tonight. Empower us tonight. In Jesus' name. You may put your hands down. You may put your hands down. And you may be seated if you can. Thank you, Father. 1 John chapter 2. Open the Bible for 10 minutes and we'll close. And we'll continue from here tomorrow, not being sure of what we are coming here to do. Because I prepared a sermon for 1 hour, 30 minutes. But I trust that God will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. If you are sensitive in the spirit, after a meeting like this, you go back and pray. Get yourself aligned and connected. God is pouring out on His people, is equipping them, is clearing their doubts, is anointing them, strengthening them, because it is time. Hallelujah. It is time. 1 John, Holy Spirit, you have to help me now. You know there's no strength left. But with your help, I trust to do a good job that will glorify your name. Help my tongue that I will not diminish the truth that you have placed upon my heart. Let the same echo in every heart here present, in the name of Jesus Christ. Sorry, I saw this. Well, a carnal man will say amen, but the person I'm talking about knows what I'm talking about. While we prayed and worshiped the Lord, I saw a lot of money, a lot, not small, a lot of money going to somebody. The person I'm talking about, you are been believing God for a supply of funds. And God sent me to tell you that is coming. It's coming your way. It's coming your way. It's coming. I don't know what you are believing Him for the funds for, but it is done. Go on strings now and reduce your volume. Strings. No striking. Let it just flow. Reduce the volume. Hallelujah. Our text for this conference this month is taken from the book of 1 John chapter 2. I'd like us to look upon it, trusting that the Lord will help each and every one of us in the name of Jesus Christ. The content of our discussion this month end is so vast. And the subject of consideration is so deep. And we need to always be stirred up onto a particular frequency before we can perceive the things that we'll be talking about, so that we can handle it effectively. 1 John chapter 2. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, that's going to be our major text. You saw a sister that came to give a charge. She'll be doing that throughout this conference, trying to build the dimension of this text. And I'll be building another dimension. Now, so if you are such a person that comes late, you may not know what we are saying if you are not in the beginning. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, the Bible says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Hallelujah. That's the much I can take tonight. Just brood upon that scripture. We'll be back here again tomorrow. Hallelujah. Don't forget it. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For those of you that attended the preparatory class yesterday, you know, before a conference of this nature begins, we take some time, 2 days, 1 day, to take people through the rigors. Biblical rigors. And to express and expound the content and the depth of the burden that is making us call people together, because God has said they should gather. And in that class, we put people and bring them to a point where they become acquainted with the depth of the burden that is behind our calling for a meeting. We're able to see that scripture is a verse of crisis. There are several verses of crisis in the scripture. And when we talk about a verse of crisis, we're talking about a verse that the writer, as he wrote in the original language, he had so much trouble outlining and displaying his thought in such a way that people will be able to perceive the depth of his body. And how or what makes us call such a verse of crisis, is the interplay of similar words that are used as if it's the ink horn of an artist when he tries to administer a kind of design, and he needs to bring all the discipline of his right hand to bear upon the painting so as to create an effect. You will notice in that scripture, you find so many times the word love used. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father. And you come to realize that all the words translated love in that scripture are not one and the same. They are actually different words. And in order for me to explain what I mean by scripture of crisis, I had to go to the book of Ephesians chapter 1 verse 18-19, where Paul, in trying to describe a reality that is only true in the realm of the spirit, used the four Greek words for power in his expression, in close proximity, in trying to describe that power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. He used the four Greek words for power in close proximity, and it was a scripture of crisis. He had a problem of expression. He had to borrow many words and bring so many words into close proximity because of the weight of what was upon his heart and the demand that God was placing upon him to communicate it accurately. So he had to do that. And in the book of 1 John chapter 2 verse 15, we see another crisis point where so many words for love were used in just one verse. And we're trying to understand the reason why John had so much trouble in spelling out that scripture. In the study, we're able to see the unique revelations that the Apostle John brought from the Lord to the church. We
we saw also the unique revelations that the Apostle Paul brought. And we saw that that word called world, that was a connotation. It was a revelation that John had more than any other of the apostles. By the time we come for the lecture tomorrow, I'm going to show you how many times other apostles mentioned the word world. And you will see that John, in his gospel and in his epistles, mentioned it more because he had a unique revelation in that dimension. I don't want to go into troubling you with scripture tonight. We'll just stop here for today. If you came with an offering to bless the Lord, just bring it out and pray. Let's pray and close for today. It's a long journey. It's not good to start it haphazardly. It's leading us into the belly of the Spirit. And I know that not everyone that comes under the sound of my voice will actually be hearing what the Spirit of God is saying. I know that. But God has assured, granted deep assurances, that the ears of him that he has prepared for this season will be able to articulate his speaking at this time. Hallelujah. I need to announce to us that there's a shift. And anytime there is a shift in the Spirit, many people are left behind. Are you with me? Anytime there's a shift in the Spirit in this territory, there's a shift. Anytime there's a shift, the demand that God places on people heightens, and then the great divide widens. And the way God communicates begins to become deeper, becomes more strange. He speaks directly to the core of our being, to our spirit, so that he can set us on the move. And I trust that these days will not be wasted in the name of Jesus Christ. I don't want to overshoot the time. We have already had a good time with God. 10 a.m. tomorrow morning we'll start with the Bible class. It will run for 4 hours. Run for 4 hours. Then we'll come again for the evening meeting by 5 o'clock. Hallelujah. And in the evening meeting, because of how tonight's meeting went, immediately after the opening prayer and maybe the praise and worship, maybe we'll start our business so that we can cover ground. I pray for that day where we'll come for a service for 8 hours, not because we are looking for miracles, but we are hungry to receive the strategy of the Spirit, to know how God wants to navigate within the scope of the agenda that he has going on within the territory. And we just come like that for 8 hours. We are trying to peruse and browse through scripture to find things that we can glean so that we can receive equipment for the current tone and touch and texture of the operation of the Spirit within the territory. There has been a shift in the Spirit. And I trust that the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, I just remember now. I just remember. There's a shift. Don't think you can do business as usual with God and still be relevant. Don't think you can do hide and seek. You touch God one time and you are out of the way for another 2 weeks, and you show up again with tears and there is an alarm signal that has been sounded in the realm of the Spirit. You know, when Jesus came and he was made manifest, there was no alarm that was bigoted, no trumpet was sounded. And that's why the Bible said that he came to his own and his own did not receive him, because there was nothing to announce his arrival. Everything that happened about him happened in secret. The wise men came in the night. They only traveled in the night under the guidance of the brilliant star that rose in Arabia, in Babylon. And they traveled only in the night. Everything was done under cover. The shepherds were keeping their flocks. When? By night. The announcement was done in the night. There used to be those days when they used to do news watch. You know news watch? 11. How many of them did you successfully watch? It happened under the cover of the night. There was no announcement in the territory. No bugle was sounded. No trumpet was blasted. And he came and his own received him. But the next time he's going to come, he gave an instruction to Prophet Joel. He said, this time I want you to blow a trumpet in Zion. The first time I showed up, there was no bugle. There was no trumpet. I came in at the night time. People never knew me. The prophecy that made Israel confident of their tomorrow was that an emancipator was going to come into the territory. It was upon him that all the hopes of that nation was hanging. And when he showed forth, he was not identified. Because his coming was not announced by the sounding of a bugle. And so he told Joel to instruct the people that a trumpet be blown in Zion this time. There is a visitation that's going to come, and no one is permitted to miss it. He said, let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, because the day of the Lord is coming, is nigh at hand. There has to be extensive preparation. There has to be extensive consciousness. Everyone must be in his place. A mighty event is about to break forth, and everybody must be in the know, because they have a part to play for that to be effected in their territory. The invisible armies of God will come together. And a battle formation that has never been seen or known is going to exist. That will take out the devil. It will take out the power of darkness. The memory of witchcraft will be blotted out. And righteousness will spring forth from the air. He said, this event is not the type that I want to happen in the night. I want everyone to be conscious of it. And so I sent my prophet to blow a trumpet in the territory, so that all the inhabitants of the land will tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh is nigh at hand. The prophet went further. After blowing the bugle and sending the alarm signal, he went further to tell us, to give us the characteristics of the day of the Lord. He called it a day of darkness and gloominess. It's a day that the devil has taken over. The devil has gained ground. The devil has gained mastery. And everybody has said there's no hope. Nothing can happen about this situation anymore. The darkness has gone too far. If light were to come, it would have come all the while that we waited and prayed and fasted. And everybody has slumped into despair. See, that's the time. And I'm going to break forth upon the people. And if you are not a man that has been watching over the movements of God in the spirit, you are likely to miss that day. Because it's a day when you say, what do we care about? Darkness has overtaken. It's at that very time. In order for the excellency of my majesty to be revealed and made manifest in all its dimensions, I allow darkness to take the land. I allow darkness to take the territory. I allow darkness to cover the landscape. Just before the darkness rejoices. The Bible says, like it is when the morning spreads upon the mountains. Have you ever stood outside when the day is breaking? And the day wants to break. That light is just coming in and it's fading in. You cannot see the boundary between light and darkness. There's no struggle. It's as if the curtain of darkness was weaved away as it gave way for the light. I come with a word from the Lord. He spoke to me when I prayed and I tarried before his presence. He said it again and he said it again and he said it again. The day of darkness in this land. So, it's over. That day is over. Say, like the morning spreads upon the mountains, that the takeover is going to be gradual. And incidentally, he's not going to use everybody. So many people might come to church and sing hallelujah. But when God begins to move, the movements of the spirit, as he moves over the spirit of man, in order for him to get a battle formation that is formidable enough to bring darkness to a halt and to restrain reckless wickedness. If he wants to do that, there's a formation that he arranges and assembles under the cover of darkness. When it's as if the devil is celebrating, his troops are learning how to align and how to march and how to stand at ease and how to stand attention. They're learning the marching orders. Because the moment the morning breaks, the national anthem will change. If you were weak before, this is not time to be weak anymore. If you cried before, awake, thou that sleepest, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. He'll give you light. See, God has already started. He's not will. See, He has started anointing people now. This anointing will continue. I saw yesterday night that two angels were released from heaven, and they came with something like a syringe. They are going around looking for people to inject. Injecting them with something that is stronger than the tide and the wave of darkness. You have not seen anything yet. You have not seen anything. You have not seen anything yet. You went around to inject. If you have been playing foul play with God, it's no longer wise, no longer popular. There are more questions than there are answers in our generation today. And most Christians are just carrying along because they can't deny God. But God gave us a better covenant than that. Upon it, there's conviction and assurance. And He's about to rectify it, because He Himself is about to make an appearance. Let's stop here today. As you travel around the countryside, the places where the memory and worship of darkness have been primed, rejoice. Because the Egyptians that you see today, you will see them no more. As I speak to you, the finger of God's judgment is locking around this land. And the slain of the Lord shall be many. The slain of the Lord shall be many. Slain. Have you heard of people that stood for darkness, that perpetuated the memory of iniquity, the memory of wickedness in the territory? Wait, watch and see. I didn't say go back and pray. I'm saying He has come. There will be signs to testify about His presence in the territory. There will be signs to you. There will be signs to you. And there's a shift. There's a shift in the spirit. There is a shift in the spirit. As you travel around the countryside, maybe you have cause to go to the village, and you have seen the shrines, those places that people revere. They come and take the sand and they hallow it. The memory of those places will be forgotten. Because only the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. He has given a promise of protection to them that will stand in the forefront of this takeover. The safest place to be is in the front lines. Every time people say, if I perish, I perish. They never perish. But the only time somebody say, I go die, he was slain instantly. my God. The safest place to be is in the front lines. He has staked His integrity to make sure that you reach the other side. He has staked His name to make sure that you sing a song on the other side. He has prophesied that everyone that leaves this place, when the numbers are counted, there shall be no loss among their tribes. Rise up, let's pray. Let's pray. It has begun. There will be signs to show. There will be signs to show. There will be. Oh my God. Oh. When the saints go marching. Thank you, Lord. That I'm in the lumber. When the saints. Oh my. When the saints go marching in, when the saints go marching in,
Thank you, Lord, that I'm in that number. Semalanda bolia, oh,
says that the fire burned before them. Behind them a flame burned. The land is like a garden of Eden before them. Yea, nothing shall escape them. The appearance of them is as the appearance of horses. And like horsemen, so shall they run. Like the noise of chariots on the tops of the mountains. Like the noise of fire that burned the stubble. Like a people that is set in battle array. The day of witchcraft is over.